Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Brachos on Foods. We were discussing last week the issue of granola bars. We were discussing the fact that it really does appear to be the whole grain on the one hand, and therefore, if it's really the whole grain, the appropriate bracha would be Hadama. On the other hand, many hold halachically that whenever you have a process such as the way in which granola is made, some part of the grain does get worn away, in which case the appropriate bracha will be mezonos. So we said there's different opinions. There are those who hold mezonos and those who hold hamotzi. Those who hold mezonos and those who hold adama. Now, the interesting question also, though, is what happens with the after bracha? Now, if you hold that the bracha on a granola bar should be mezonos, you would make an ala mechia. That's the standard bracha you make for mezonos products when you're finished eating them, the one classic exception being rice. Rice we make a bar nefashos on after we've eaten it, even though most of the time rice is a mezonos. But here's the question. If you say that you make hadama on a granola bar, then there is a question as to what the appropriate after bracha would be. Now, this might be surprising because normally, when we make hadama on anything from potatoes to a banana to broccoli, whatever, we make a bar nefashos. So why should this be any different? Well, to understand why it should be different, you need to think about why there's a long form after bracha anyway. So for most food, you either bench or we have a bar nefashos, which is an extremely brief thing, and then we have a bracha achas mayein shalosh. What most of us call an ala michya, but it's the technical term is one bracha that kind of covers the three primary brachos from benching. Why is it that certain foods get that longer bracha achron and certain foods don't? The reason why those foods get a longer after bracha is those are the seven species by which the land of Israel is praised. So that means your standard mezonos comes from barley or wheat, and therefore that's from the seven species. As you know, fruit that you eat that is from the seven species of Israel, even if that fruit doesn't come from Israel, but it's a species by which Israel is praised, grapes, olives, etc., you would make a special bracha achrona. If you have wine, you make the long bracha achrona. And therefore, if I have a potato, I don't make the long bracha achrona. But perhaps if I have something wheat-based, I should make the long bracha achrona, or for that matter, any of the five basic grains, because wheat and barley and the grains associated with them are associated with the land of Israel. The problem is the basic format for the bracha achrona is either al hamichya, which is for a type of food that's not going to be a wheat stalk, it's going to be more a sustenance providing food like what we would think of as a mezonos item. Al ha'etz yapriyetz, which is a fruit-based thing, or al ha'gefen v'fiyar gefen, which is wine. So there was never an instituted bracha achrona for raw wheat. So it's a Tosfos who poses this problem. And on the one hand, it would seem to be logical to make the long bracha achrona. On the other hand, there is no such instituted long bracha achrona. It's very interesting what Tosas recommends. The recommendation of Tosas is to always have, if you're having something like raw wheat, to always have it in the context of a broader meal, so that whatever appropriate bracha achrona you should make, you've like already covered it. Let's say a meal that you washed at or something like that, so you're benching anyway. But absent that, there's a real question. So the question, of course, is if you make a mezonos on granola bars, so of course you make an ala mechia. But if you make hadama on granola bars, what should be the appropriate after bracha? So let's begin discussing. We'll probably have to extend this into tomorrow. There's halach as follows. Let's say I have a few foods together. And let's say I have mezonos, and I have some other foods too. And there's a minimum shear for how much, there's a minimum measure for how much food I need to eat in order to be eligible to make an after bracha, and that is a kazayis. A kazayis bichte achilas pras. A kazayis within the span of, let's say, around 5 minutes. So if I have a little bit of mezonos and a little bit of some other foods, and they add up to a kazayis, but I didn't have a kazayis of mezonos, I don't make an ala mechia, but I would make a bar nefashos. We will have to hold until tomorrow to discuss why that matters. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.